Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Happy Couple 50 Ways to Love, better by Manoj Chenthamarakshan and Sneha Murali, is a contemporary relationship guide written in English and published as a Kindle book. It belongs to the self-help and relationship improvement genre, but it stands apart from more formal advice books by using a conversational tone, personal anecdotes, and light humor. The book is structured around 50 practical ways to strengthen romantic partnerships, with an emphasis on communication, compromise, understanding differences, and making everyday interaction more meaningful. Available reader descriptions and store listings suggest that the authors also draw on psychological tools, including NLP-inspired ideas, to make the guidance feel accessible rather than clinical. As a result, the book is positioned as an approachable handbook for couples who want concrete habits and perspective shifts, not abstract theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical relationship guide built around 50 actionable ways. The book is organized around the idea that love can be improved through small, repeatable actions rather than a single dramatic change. That structure matters because it turns relationship advice into something manageable. Instead of presenting one large theory of how couples should behave, the authors break the subject into 50 accessible ways to love better, which suggests a method based on accumulation and consistency. This makes the book useful for readers who want concrete guidance that can apply in daily life. The underlying logic is that relationships become stronger when partners deliberately practice habits that support closeness, respect, and responsiveness. In that sense, the book is less about ideal romance and more about behavior that can be observed and adjusted. Its practical orientation also helps it avoid the common weakness of relationship books that stay at the level of broad advice without showing how to translate it into action. Secondly, communication and compromise as the core of healthy partnership. A central theme in the book is the need for couples to communicate clearly and navigate compromises without treating differences as failures. This is important because many relationship problems are not caused by a lack of affection, but by misunderstandings, unspoken expectations, and rigid positions. The book appears to frame communication as an ongoing skill rather than a one-time discussion, which reflects how real relationships work. Compromise is presented not as surrender, but as part of building a workable shared life. That distinction matters because it encourages balance instead of winner versus loser thinking. By focusing on how partners speak to each other, interpret each other, and handle disagreement, the book addresses the everyday mechanics of intimacy. Its value lies in showing that emotional connection depends on practical interaction patterns, not only on feelings. This makes the book especially relevant for couples who want to improve the quality of ordinary conversations, decisions, and conflict resolution. Thirdly, using humor and personal stories to make advice easier to absorb. One of the book's distinguishing features is its conversational, lightly humorous style. Rather than sounding like a clinical manual, it uses personal stories and a friendly voice to make relationship advice feel more relatable. This approach is effective because readers are often more open to suggestions when they feel they are being spoken to as equals, not instructed from a distance. Humor also lowers defensiveness, which is especially useful in a relationship book where readers may recognize their own habits or conflicts in the text. Personal anecdotes add credibility by grounding the advice in lived experience rather than abstract theory. At the same time, this style does more than entertain. It helps the book translate potentially sensitive topics into a format that feels approachable and less intimidating. For readers who might avoid heavier psychology books, the tone creates an entry point into serious relationship reflection without sacrificing clarity. The result is a guide that tries to be both engaging and useful. Fourthly, applying psychology and NLP-inspired techniques to relationship habits. The search results indicate that the authors draw on psychological concepts, including NLP-inspired techniques, to support better relationships. In practical terms, this suggests an attempt to connect everyday relationship behavior with structured methods for changing perspective and response patterns. That is significant because many couples need more than reassurance. They need tools that help shift habits in communication, interpretation, and emotional reaction. The book appears to present these ideas in simplified form, making them easier for non-specialists to use. Its likely strength is not in academic depth, but in translation, taking concepts that might otherwise seem technical and turning them into usable relationship guidance. This can be valuable for readers who want self-improvement tools without the density of a psychology textbook. At the same time, the book's approach likely assumes that small cognitive and behavioral adjustments can improve how partners relate to each other. That practical, skills-based framing is a major part of its identity. Lastly, turning everyday relationship moments into playfulness and connection. Another important idea in the book is that relationships are shaped by ordinary moments, not only major milestones. the authors emphasize making everyday life more playful, meaningful, and emotionally connected. This matters because long-term relationships often weaken not from one dramatic event, but from routine becoming flat or emotionally disconnected. By encouraging couples to find joy in small interactions, the book promotes a more active view of intimacy. It suggests that love is sustained through attention, creativity, and shared experience. This perspective is useful because it moves beyond crisis management and into relationship maintenance. The implication is that couples can strengthen their bond by treating daily life as an opportunity for connection, rather than merely a practical schedule to manage. This theme also helps explain why readers describe the book as lighthearted yet thoughtful. It offers not just ways to solve problems, but ways to make the relationship experience more lively and resilient over time. In conclusion, The Happy Couple 50 Ways to Love Better will appeal most to couples, new partners, and readers who want relationship advice that is practical, readable, and not overly academic. It is also a good fit for readers who prefer guidance grounded in real-life experience rather than heavy theory. The book's main benefit is its combination of usable relationship habits, accessible language, and a tone that makes difficult topics easier to approach. Readers looking to improve communication, handle differences more calmly, or build more positive everyday routines are likely to find it especially relevant. What makes it stand out in a crowded relationship advice category is its balance of warmth and structure. Many books in this genre lean either toward emotional inspiration or toward psychological analysis, but this one appears to combine both in a conversational format. Its focus on 50 specific ways also gives it a clear organizing principle, making it easier to revisit and apply over time. In short, it is best understood as a friendly but purposeful guide to strengthening partnership through small, repeatable changes. If you would like to support Mananch Chenthamarakshan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.